こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、マミは日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。
マミ got a cat。
Yes, I got a cat! Yay! Oh my god! Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god。 あのね、シェルターでね、もらってきたの、子猫。4ヶ月。Almost 4 months old.
It's that old?
What? 4 months だよ。まだ赤ちゃんだよ。He's so tiny. まだ 1.5 キロ。He's really tiny for a 4 month old, I guess.
He has a really small head.
そうなの。顔がちっちゃくて、耳がすごいでかいの。
Has a small brain too, right?
That's so rude, Michael. My cat is really smart. Like, hello, for a 4 month old.
Does it know any tricks?
No, cats don't do tricks.
Some cats do tricks, no?
I don't know. でも、のびのび育ててるよ、ちゃんと。
Mm.
Oh my god. もうね、かわいすぎだよ、本当に。
So what is this cat doing right now?
今多分寝てんじゃない？わかんない。
適当。
黒猫なんだけど、シェルターでもらってきたから、I paid like 3万円ぐらい。
Mm.
I don't know, なんかペットショップで何十万とかで買うじゃん、みんな結構。でもシェルターだったらもう避妊もしてあるし、去勢か、去勢もしてあるし、ワクチンも打ってあって、その値段だけ払えばいいの。
うん、
So, I mean, I don't know why.
What breed is it?
雑種。
What's that?
Mixed?
Like a mutt.
Well, like, no,
like, what kind of mixed is it then?
わかんない。だって捨て猫だもん。
ああ。
シェルターとか。
わかんない。
わかんない。
Can't you like test it?
What? Like 何 DNA とかってこと
？Yeah.
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
That's gonna cost so much money.
Your cat looks kind of strange.
Why?
Because it has like big pointy ears. It's like a.
そうなの。耳が超でかい。
It's like a bat with four legs.
What?Oh my god. そう、マイケル、猫アレルギーだから、猫に冷たいんだよね。この爆笑問題の田中さんだったらもっと優しいよ、多分。
Yeah, I'm sure he'd like that.
猫だけど、クマちゃんっていう名前なの。
It doesn't look like a bear at all.
いや、でもなんかね。
Bears have tiny ears. Yours has like antenna.
でもなんか真っ黒だから、その辺歩いてるとちょっとなんか、クマっていうか、タヌキっていうかね、なんか違う生き物が見える。
タヌキ
ちゃん。やだ。クマちゃん。で、この間病院に連れてたんだけど、くしゃみしてたから、なんか病院の先生にも、すごいいい子ですねって褒められたの。おー。
あ、そう。Alright, let's get on with this.
Okay. みんな、見たい人は、ちょっとツイッターに写真、ポストしようかな。ひどい。Okay, 1個目のニュースいきます。この間、先週に、中国で男の子の目がくり抜かれてしまった事件があって、臓器の、トラフィキングの話したんだけど、それのアップデートです。その男の子のおばさんが事件の6日後に井戸に投身自殺しているのが見つかって、彼女の洋服にその男の子の血がついていたことから犯人と断定されました。で、前の報道では、こう、目をくり抜かれた後に角膜だけ取られてたから、臓器の売買に関わる事件なんじゃないかって言われてたんだけど、実際は角膜がついたままだったらしくて、なので臓器の売買は全く関係なかったらしいので、動機は全く不明です。
This is an update on the eyeball situation in China.Where the kid's eyes were stolen by a woman. But it turns out that woman was his aunt who committed suicide by jumping into a well recently. And the corneas were actually intact on the eyes that they found. So it wasn't an instance of organ theft.
No, it wasn't.
But it turns out some people have offered to help the kid and he'll get bionic eyes and
so,
be able to see through walls and stuff.
So, what? 香港の専門家が無料で治療するっていうのをオファーしていて、 あと数週間で、まあ、あの、義眼を入れ、とりあえず入れて、で、将来的には、まあ、その電子のコンピューターにつながってる目を入れることによって、まあ、その彼の脳みその。
Wait, connected to a computer?
Well, like, it has, like, computer.
In, like, in the processor.
No. Like, eyes have, like a camera and a converter.
Okay.
For the signal to the brain.
Okay.
And then it will go through the processor.
Okay.
To the brain.
Okay.
So it is connected to a computer.
What computer?
Like they built in something in the brain.
Really?
Or maybe not in the brain, but like somewhere in your head.
Is it the normal visual spectrum? Can they add like infrared? Can they add like other... You know how the Predator alien can see...
Yeah.
Like different frequencies of
radiation.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they do have infrared cameras and stuff. You could see through clothing, just like the TSA.
You're like the only person.
The airport scanning.
Yeah, but you're like the only person.
I'm the only guy in the world that wants to see through clothing. That's right,
Maya.
No way. I'm just wondering if it's possible. I don't want to do it. Of course.
I don't know, but it doesn't sound impossible to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So the kid's gonna be okay.
Yeah, なんか順調に回復していて、まあ、その今言いかけてたのは、脳の視覚の部分は、何、ちゃんと残ってるわけで、彼の場合はその眼球だけがないから、その義眼とかバイオニックアイを入れて、もともとある記憶とかを使って、もう一回見えるようにするっていうのは、可能だっていうこと。
So, are they using those corneas since they were left on those eyes? Were those donated?
No.
結局。
どうね、できないでしょ、もう落ちてたから、床に。土に転がってたから。
洗えばいいじゃん。
What?
No?
No. No. I think, だってちゃんと綺麗に取って、冷凍とかしてやんないとダメでしょ。そんな地面に何時間も落ちてたやつをさ、拾って誰かに移植できないでしょ。
I don't know, it's China. Maybe.
What? はい、マイケルのボーシェットでした。次。次、兄弟の研究グループが野生イルカの無性を世界で初めて撮影することに成功しました。Yes, go Japan!、兄弟野生動物センターの森坂忠道特定教授のチームが、アメリカの科学誌に先日発表したもので、まあ、野生のイルカを2012年の7月に御蔵島で撮影したものなんだけど、この森坂教授っていう人は、イルカのコミュニケーションを専門にしている人で、その御蔵島でイルカを観察しているときに、たまたま16歳のイルカが一人で写生しているところを、マイケル今すごいニヤニヤしてるけど、一人で。
It's such a, like, you're like, go Japan, but it's not that amazing. They took a video of a whale busting a nut.
It is amazing.
Okay.
で、一人で写生しているところを、まあ、たまたまビデオに撮ることに成功しました。で、まあ、なんで無性かってわかるかっていうと、この写生する3秒前ぐらいまで寝てたらしくて、で、他のイルカと全くコンタクトしてない状態でいきなり写生したので、まあ、人間がそれみたいに無性したんじゃないかっていうことです。
Japanese scientists managed to, capture video of a dolphin's wet dream in the ocean about 200 kilometers south of Tokyo. It was an Indo-Pacific bottlenose dolphin, and they're calling it a nocturnal emission. I guess is the technical name for a dolphin's wet dream. Or I guess any wet dream, really.
Yeah, for humans too, no?
Do they say that?
Yeah.
I guess. The dolphin was 16 years old. Which seems appropriate.
なんかさ、無性って夢に精神の性ね。
Yeah.
日本語で wet dream。wet dream ってなんかエロいよね。
Yeah.
無性の方がもうちょっとなんか医療っぽいっていうかさ。
But it's always like that. Like a lot of the Japanese terms are really
専門用語っ
ぽい。Like straightforward.
Yeah.
Like it's just made of the words.
Yeah.Wet dream ってなんか本当エロい。でもその wet dream なんだけど、チンパンジーとか馬とか猫も無性するんだって。知らなかったっけど。 けど。
Yeah, I don't dogs too.
Really?
I always see my dog like my dog will be sleeping and.
え、でもマイケルの猫、猫じゃない、犬、女の子でしょ。
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wasn't gonna say.
What dream?
Nocturnal emission. What I was gonna say is, I always see my dog dreaming.
Ah.
When she's sleeping.
かわいいね。
Like she's always dreaming, like, like, and then moves around and like growls a little. It's weird.
いい夢じゃないのかなじゃ。
No, I think my dog has a lot of nightmares.
Oh, poor thing. かわいそう。変なの。そうでもそうイルカはあのまコミュニケーションも人間みたいにこういろいろ測れるとか名前を覚えることができるとか仲間同士で。Mm.いろいろ発見されてるんだけどこうセックスセクションのことに関していろいろちょっと面白い点があって例えばその、まあ、人間みたいにあのマスターベーションマスターベイするなんか床にこすりつけてこう一人でセックスしたりあとよく言われるのはこうレイプするあの男のオスのイルカが何匹かで一匹のあの女の子をレイプしてたりっていうのが目撃されてたり、うん、あと性別関係なくオージーしたり、うん、オージーってなんだ日本語でなんていうのグループセックスかな集団セックスしたりっていうのがあってでもう一個私ここまではちょっといろいろ聞いたことあったんだけど初めて知ったのがあのネイザルセックスって言ってあの
ブローホールアクション
そうブローホールセックスあの頭のとこに息する穴がイルカって開いてるのみんな知ってると思うんだけど、そこに、まあ。
Is this true?
うん、そうそうそう。It's true. そこに入れて、セックスするっていう、その鼻の穴でセックスする動物はイルカだけなんだって。
鼻じゃないよね。
Well, it's nasal. It is their nose. Well, yeah.
That's not...
Because they breathe through their hole.
Yeah.
They call it nasal sex.
Yeah, but that, like that's not nose, though, is it? Do they smell through there?
I don't know. But the definition of nose is not really, like, whether you can smell things, John.
But it's called bottlenose, so I'm assuming the bottle-shaped part is the nose.
Maybe. でも鼻の穴セックスすごくない?びっくりした。
Yeah.
それがだからその、あの男同士でもやるんだってそれを。
Mm-hmm.
イルカは。面白いよね。
Dolphins are weird. Well, I guess...
They're kinky.
Actually, we're weird. Because I'm sure...
We're weirder.
Yeah, we're way weirder.
like,
than,
hello.
We're way weirder than dolphins.
そうだよ。人間が一番やばい。
Even the dolphin rape thing. I mean, humans were running around raping each other constantly. Not that long ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We still do it.
Yeah, in some parts of the world, it's still a problem. Well, it's a problem everywhere.
Some parts
everywhere,
of the world,
but,
everywhere, John.
But it's...It's way more of a problem in some parts of the world than it is in like, Tokyo,
yeah.
for example. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Like, crazy.
Yeah,
they definitely. Have a lot of problems with that in India. And
yeah, yeah. 最近すごいね。
Africa.
そう、でもそのイルカもそういうことしてるっていうのがね、ちょっと面白い。っていう。で、あ、これビデオがね、あるの。
見なくていいよ。
No! 面白いよ、すごい。なんか、イルカが泳いでて、いきなりピュって。もう出すの。
Yeah.
一人でね。
Yeah. Definitely don't have to watch that.
What? It's really interesting because マミね、ちょうど1ヶ月、2ヶ月前に三倉島に行ったの。それで野生のイルカとシュノーケルしましょうみたいなやつがあんだけど、
yeah.
それをやったの。それでビデオ撮ったんだけど、mm. まあその時何も、あ、それでセックスしてるの見たの、イルカが。しかも3人で。Mm. すごくない
?3 人で。
そう。
セックスしたの。イルカと
マミはジョインしてないよ違うイルカが3人でセックスしてたのを生で見たのみんなあの東京に住んでる人ねそうシャーラップ
、okay.
あの東京に住んでる人はねあの三宅島までフェリーで5時間ぐらいでそこから三倉島までね、スピードボートで40分ぐらいで、うん、誰でも行けるし安いので興味ある人はちょっと行ってみてください、うん、OK 次、
Next.
ロンドンで建設中の高層ビルが車を溶かすという事件が起きました、これはロンドンの中心部にある、まあ、ワーキートーキーっていうあだ名がついてるあのワーキートーキーって何トランシーバー
Do they have that here?
Yeah, but we call it Toranshiba.
I mean, like the old school walkie-talkies.
Like for kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, あるよ.
Kids were doing that here?
I think I have one, yeah.
Really?
Or maybe my friends, I don't remember. But でも見たことある、ちっちゃい時。 Anyways, トランシーバーの形をしているので walkie-talkieって呼ばれてるビルがあるんだけど それが 37階建てでガラス張りでまだ建設中で そのガラスの光の反射で近くに止めてあったジャガーのサイドミラーとパネルとあとジャガーのあの前についてるロゴの何あの紋章みたいなやつが溶けてしまいました。であの近くの駐車場に止めてあったんだけど今あの同じことが起きると困るので閉鎖されています。で向かいのビルもペイントが変色してしまってあとカーペットが焦げてしまったりっていうのがあって ちょっと問題になっています。で、このビルもともと2014年の春にオープンする予定で、総工費370億8000万円をかけて作ったものなんだけど、この太陽の位置から言って、今まだ夏なので、あと2、3週間は、1日2時間この高温で、まあ、こう反射してしまう、あの、現象が続くと見られていて、
Something really strange is happening in London with this skyscraper, which is nicknamed Walkie Talkie, I guess because it looks like one. And it melted a jaguar by reflecting sunlight onto it, and TV crews have even been frying eggs there.
So
apparently it's super hot where the light's reflecting off of this building, and it happens for a period of about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Every day.
The building will open in spring 2014. It's 37 stories high. But the interesting thing is this guy's car, this Jaguar XJ. The side mirror melted, paint melted, the emblem, like...
Melted.
Yeah. There's, like, a building across the street that's not melting, but the paint's getting messed up.
Yeah, discolored, and carpets got burned.
It seems like...
It's, like, destroying everything.
It's a weird building. It's super reflective.
でもね、こういう...
They have pictures of the beam of light that it shoots out.
でもね、こういう全面ガラスの建物ってヨーロッパに結構いっぱいあるんだよね。なんか流行ってんの、多分。何年か前から。で、香港にもすっごいいっぱいあるの。日本であんまり見ないけど、この全面ガラスで、しかもガラスの色が、何?全部ピンクっぽくしたり、青っぽくしたりとか、いろいろ違くて、こういろんな色の、何?そのガラス張りの建物がすごいいっぱい建ってんのね、なんか。スペインとかにもいっぱいあるし。
香港。But this doesn't usually happen, right? 多分ね、だからその角度と位置がもうこれはちょっと運が悪かったんじゃない?うん。でも、あの、ラスベガスのホテルで2010年に、こう同じようにガラスバリのホテルがあって、そこであの、プールにいたお客さんの髪の毛が焦げたんだって。それも反射で。それ、超嫌じゃない?
プールサイドでさ、のんびりしてたら髪の毛いきなり焦げ始めたら。Like, what the fuck?
It's got to be super hot in front of this building, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense for the building. It makes sense for their air conditioning costs, their utility costs, to reflect the light, the light and the heat away.
でも、そのガラスの種類をさ、もうちょっと違うものにできないのかね?
A lot of it's the angle, too, of the sun. If it hits at a shallow angle, it'll reflect off. But if it's a more direct angle, then it'll go through the window. Like, that's just the way that glass works.
なんかドイツに全部ガラスでできてる建物があるんだけど、それはなんかもう、なんていうの、エコだけを考えて作ったから、その、外からの熱を、誰か来たよ。
And just ignore it.
Okay.
Should I answer it?
Yeah, don't you want to?
Hold on. We're back.
Are we back?
We're back.
Oh. Yeah. あの、マイケルの宅急便でした。
yeah, sorry.
はい。そう。ドイツ、あ、そう、ドイツに、あの、エコだけを考えて作られた、こう、全面ガラスの建物があって、mm. それは、なんか、冬は暖かいし、夏は暑い、あ、違う。涼しいように空気の流れを全部調整して設計してあるのね。
Yeah.
だから、こう、暑い時は光を逃がすし、寒い時は太陽光をの自然の光を取り入れるみたいにできてるの。
And the glass does that automatically?
I think so.
It doesn't require power or
anything. No, it's amazing.
You know, they have that glass where they can run a current through it and then it becomes clear.
Ah, hi, hi, hi.
And then you turn it off and it goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or wait, maybe it's the other way around. I don't know which way it works, but it works.
Yeah,
one
yeah,
of
yeah.
those ways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have it at like Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah.
On the Statsuas, like, yeah, they have some of that there. And they have it in some restaurant bathrooms
mm.
where you lock it and then it becomes opaque.
Mm. オフィスとかにもあるよね。こうミーティングルームとか使ってないときは透明なんだけど、
yeah.
使うときはパッと閉める。なんかガラス、there are so many kinds of glasses, it's amazing. あの、よくあるのはさ、ショーウィンドウとかで、こう自分の姿が映っちゃうと商品が見えないから、自分の姿が映らないようなガラスとか、それをショーウィンドウに使いすぎてると、人がよく間違えて走って突っ込んで、鼻が痛いみたいな。
The anti-reflective?
そうそう。It's so amazing. 本当に自分の姿見えないの全然。
Mm.
It's crazy.
Like yeah, they're coating new televisions with that now.
Oh yeah?
And I think you can put it on top of, it's like a film that you can put on top of glass.
Anti-reflective sheet みたいな。
I think, I was at C-Tech.
Ah, yeah.
And I saw that.
なんかマミさ、あの、マミの MacBook 古いから、今はさ、すごいアンタイリフレクティブなんでしょ一応。
Yeah.
マミの古いからさ、もう明るい部屋で見てると、映画とか見ようとすると、自分の顔ばっかり見えちゃう。You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, ah,、yeah. 見えない。
Turn the lights off.
違う、でも窓が明るいともうダメなの。
Close your window curtains.
Yes. I'm just too lazy. はい。
Volcano.
そう、あの、昨日ね、昨日の午前11時に桜島の、鹿児島市の桜島昭和火口で爆発的噴火がありました。で、噴煙が一時高さ2800メートルまであったということで、島内の車17台のガラスが割れたりひびが入ったりしたということで、です。火口の南3キロまで3から4センチの、火山礫が飛んで車両が被害に遭ったってことなんだけど、あの人とか家とかには特に被害は直接はなかったっていうことでよかったね。
うん。
Yeah.
A volcano erupted on Sakurajima,、うん、which actually doesn't happen that infrequently. It happens sometimes.、
うん、
But it was on Wednesday at 11 a.m. And there was a 2,800 meter ash plume.Going straight up from the volcano, and rocks flew a distance of about 3 kilometers from the volcano.
So, で8月18日には5000メートルまで噴煙が上るような爆発的噴火があって、まあ、その時は車両の被害はなかったみたいなんだけど。
In August, yeah.
Yeah.
It was more smoky and less explosion-y,
right.
I guess.
Right.そうなんかその
this time there were broken windshields, cars were damaged. No one was injured, but there was I guess there was a decent amount of property damage.
Right.
Sakurajima is interesting because in 1914, the eruption of Sakurajima was enormous. It was the largest eruption in 20th century Japan.
Hmm.
That particular volcano has a history of exploding big time.
あの2000年に三宅島も噴火したじゃん。であの時はもう島の人全員があの本土に避難することになって、あのやっぱ東京に住んでる、東京っていうか三宅島も一応東京だけど、この本土の方に住んでると、で東京都みたいなちっちゃいところに住んでると、なかなかこうさ 噴火する山の近くに住むってどういう感じか全然わからないんだけど、この間そのイルカをね見に三宅島に行った時に、うん、あの車じゃない、学校がこう学校がこうラーバで焼けた跡みたいな、廃校みたいなのが残ってるのね、あの海の近くに、でそういうのがまだすごい残ってたりして結構生々しくて、でその島の人の話とかを聞いてもやっぱりあのいきなりその今まで島で暮らしてたのを仕事とかも辞めて東京都に引っ越して、もういきなり会社員をやらなくちゃいけなかったみたいな。でもなんかやっぱりカルチャーも全然違うし全然うまくいかないし嫌でって言って、その私が話してた人はあのスキューバダイビング あのダイビングショップやってる人だと思うけど、彼はもう日本でサラリーマンやろう、日本じゃない東京都で都内でサラリーマンやろうと思ったんだけど、もう全然もういかないし、なんか上司にいろいろ言われるの嫌でもう辞めて帰ってダイビングショップ開いたって。
Nice.
I can't picture.
I dig that though.
Yeah, I would dig that too, but I mean, I can't imagine what it's like to like suddenly being forced to leave where you grew up and you know, you have to move somewhere.
That's happening all the time.
いや、まあ福島とかさ、何
They all had to leave.
この間の地震もそうだけど、
not just 福島 but all of the 東北 coastline.
Right. I just can't imagine like what it's like to be forced to move to like a bigger city or whatever. And then
they had to live in like school gymnasiums for months.
Months. しかもさ、その
or just abandoned buildings.
何今ローンとか家のローンを家に戻れないのに家のローンを払わなくちゃいけないで、その賠償金が入ってもそれローンに当ててるわけじゃん、でローン払ってるけどその払ってる家に住めるわけじゃないから、It's like it's so heartbreaking. I mean, what are they gonna do? Right? What would I do? I have no idea.
Well, this sort of thing happened withHurricane Sandy, Hurricane Katrina, the Tohoku incident, the Indonesian earthquake and tsunami, Haiti. It's just this kind of stuff happens all the time, and people kind of pretend that it doesn't. You know, it's not a real threat. But if you think about Japan, the whole island is fucking made out of volcanoes.
Right.
All of Japan is made out of lava, pretty much. All of it. And Japan's just sitting on an intersection of, like, different fault lines that are just waiting. Just waiting. It's the worst possible place to be hanging out if you don't like earthquakes. Is there any country in the world that gets more earthquakes than Japan?
I don't know.
I think Japan is number one.
だって震度3とか4の時の日本人の落ち着きっぷり半端ないもんね、世界の人に比べて。だってニューヨークでさ震度3かなんかの地震あったじゃん。
Oh, and everyone is freaking out.
Yeah, もう Facebook とかみんな Oh my god, 死ぬかと思ったみたいな、もう何言ってんの。
And we just had 震度
4? あれだって
Like 2 days ago?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. あれ長かったね。
Yeah, I thought it was gonna get bigger, but it didn't.
Yeah.It was a long one. It's like, あれまだ？みたいな。
Yeah.
日本人すごいよね。
Because we chill on earthquakes.
We're sitting on... Yeah, we're chilling around, like, volcanic...
It's a weird place to be hanging out.
Yeah.
There's just a bunch of people hanging out on top of volcanoes, on fault lines, waiting for tsunamis.
そう、あの、津波もあるし、地震のプレートはさ、めっちゃ重なりまくってるじゃん。でしかも土地もこんなちっちゃいから家もみんなちっちゃいし、でさ国もこんなちっちゃいでさ人間もさ他の国に比べて背もちっちゃいわさ筋肉も少ないのに、のにここまで成長してきた日本ってすごくない？といつも思うんだけど、こんなアンラッキーなさシチュエーション、まあ島国っていうのはね、ある意味
every single society that's alive todayhas a crazy story about how they survived. Everyone's a survivor. Look at Americans getting on rinky-dink boats and going across the ocean and being wiped out by, you know, crazy diseases. And then you know, the Native American story, it's amazing that they're still around. They were being totally, you know, it was basically a genocide when the Spanish and the Americans showed up.
Right.
And it's just, it's all crazy survival. And if you're alive today, you're the, you know, the super lucky if you're alive today. You're the descendant of generation after generation after generation of just
of lucky people.
One in a billion ultra lucky, like, survivors.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, you know. I don't know.
I mean, the human story is crazy, but the story of life is crazy too.
That's exactly why I think that we need to stay positive, you know. I feel like, なんかさ、ニュースとか見てると悪いことばっかりじゃん。確かに悪いこといっぱい起きてんだけどさ。
Everything I have to talk about from here on out is going to be negative, pretty much.
True. Okay, let's move on. Right.
Wait, that's not true. Not everything's negative.
The first one.
First one's negative.
Yeah.
So Japan is planning to spend $470 million in an effort to deal with nuclear wastewater at the Fukushima Daiichi Genpatsu nuclear power plant. And last month, they leaked 300 tons of toxic water, at least. At which point they declared a level 3 incident, which is categorized as being pretty serious. They suspect more leaks, and the problem is that this radioactive groundwater is leaking into the ocean. So there's a bunch of groundwater that's coming in contact with the radioactive water at the plant, and then the groundwater goes out into the ocean. So what they're thinking about doing is putting these coolant-filled pipes into the ground and freezing the land in order to create kind of a barrier so that groundwater doesn't go into the ocean anymore.
Right.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So, 福島第一原発の汚染水の漏れに関してなんですけども、まあ、今漏れって言っても3つの、まあ、元から漏れていて、まあ、一つは汚染水タンクからの漏れ。これがまあ300トン先月だけで海に流れてしまったということ。で、二つ目は地下貯水。その冷却した後に汚染水を入れているところのタンクからも漏れている。で、最後に、自然の地下水がいっぱい流れてるんだけど、それが、建屋の中に入ってしまって、それが毎日400トンぐらい流れて入ってしまってるっていうことなんだけど、なのでもう、それ、もう汚染水がだから毎日増え続け、自然に増え続けてしまってるっていう三つのイシューがあって、まあ、政府が昨日これの対策として、予算を470億円、アロケートするという発表をしました。で、その地下水の流入に関しては、周りの土を凍らせることによって、その地下水を遮断するっていう、その、まあ、凍らせた土を壁みたいにして使う。フィルターというかシャットアウトするようにするっていう予定です。なんかそのこの汚染水に関して何ができたかっていう、なんか what they should have done、 すごいいっぱいあるんだけど、なんかそもそももっと丈夫なタンクを使ってればよかったっていうこと、あとその原子炉内の水をそのまま冷却して循環させればよかった。そういうシステムを使ってればよかった。その新しい冷却水をどんどん入れて、汚染された水を溜めてっていうんじゃなくて、同じ水を循環して使ってれば、その何百と何百と毎日アキュムレートしないで済んだんじゃないかっていう。
Is that possible? Is that something that they're doing?
Apparently it is, yeah. No, they're not doing it now, but apparently there's such technology.
I don't think they could do it at this point, though.
No, not anymore.But they could have installed it before all of this happened.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things they could have done.
あとその地下水を遮断する壁をもっと早く設置すればよかったとかね。そのやれることはいっぱいあったんだけど、結局やってないので、
well, it's,
こんなことになっちゃった。
It's dumb that that TEPCO was just trying to do it, like handle it on their own.
Yeah.
Which is totally not working.
Right.
And now the Japanese government's getting involved, but...I really think that they just need to let an international team in on this.
Mm.
I don't trust I don't trust TEPCO and the Japanese government to solve this thing. You know, they're too... Why not accept help from other countries? If the United States or these other countries are willing to assist...
Exactly.
What are you hiding? What's the problem?
ね、なんかもうここまで来て、なんだろう、このすごい隠蔽体質なの分かってるじゃん、東電が。Yeah. They just, they deny something, they deny everything at first, and then they say like, あ、やっぱり間違ってましたとかの繰り返しだから、It's kind of crazy that we're still letting them handle this. I mean, I know they're responsible. They have to take responsibility. You know, but still, I mean, it's kind of crazy that they're...
Well, they it's have, crazy that we're still dealing with this. It's going to be 2014 soon. This yeah. happened... This happened March.
Yeah.
2011.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
You guys have been leaking shit into the ocean and stuff for a while.
ね、しかもこれ時間が経てば経つほどこれどんどん流れてるからさ。
And that stupid nuclear reactor is never gonna, they're always gonna have to keep cooling it. They're always, you know, you、yeah. can't, there's no off switch. It's,
そうなの。
They're saying that they're using 400 tons of water per day just to cool the core.
Yeah.
And by 2015, they will have accumulated 600,000 tons of nuclear reactor.Waste from cooling the core.
それどうすんのって感じもね。
They've never had an answer for nuclear waste. People try to say that oh nuclear power is clean, but they've never had an answer. Then what are you doing with the waste? Oh, we're just going to put it in barrels and we're going to sit it over here.
そう。What? だから分解できないからそのままさ何隔離するしかないわけじゃん。だそれが何百トン何千トンってなっちゃったらさ。
600,000 tons just by 2015. That's not that long from now.
Yeah, it's like あと2年ぐらい。
In a year and a half, they're gonna yeah. And the plan is to just keep doing it. That's the plan.
Yeah.
Keep pouring water on it.
まあ他にプランないからみんな。It's crazy.
Like when they had that helicopter up there and they were like dropping water on it, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
We're done. This looks so desperate.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they're pulling up with a little fire truck.
でもあれさ、
they got like a super soaker. Like,
本当あれ一番やばい時のやつじゃんって感じじゃん。もう他にソリューションないからこれしかできることないんだみたいな。
It's hard to believe that was real.
I know.
That they had a helicopter. The guy in the helicopter is just getting fried with radiation.
Yeah.
Just enormous amounts. Yeah.And he's just flying the helicopter through like the most radioactive piece of air ever.
Yeah.
Just a cloud of death. And he was just sprinkling, like the water would sprinkle onto it and it's like, oh, that obviously didn't do anything.
Yeah. だってこれで水かかればいいなぐらいのさ、チャンスじゃん。で、なんかこの間、その、さっきマイケルに言ったんだけど、この間ニュースにやってたのが、その、何点検作業の時に東電がこう線量を測った時に毎時100ミリシーベルトでしたって発表した部分があったんだけど結局はその測定器の上限が100ミリシーベルトだったっていうことで、yeah. 実際測り直したら100ミリシーベルトじゃなくて1800ミリシーベルトだったから How dumb can you be? Right?
Well, they were doing that on purpose to
Yeah, but like, でもどうせバレるんだからさ、もうさ、何回繰り返したらいいのこれ。このなんか、嘘ついてバレて謝って、嘘ついてバレて謝っ てさ、何回やってんの?もうさ、ここまで来たら仕方ないから、もう、やばいの、みんな分かってんだからさ。
It's crazy that they're still working like PR angles. They're still bowing, they're still, it's like, are we still doing this?
そう、もういいよ。もう国民もさ、
You can't bow low enough for this.
yeah.だからもういいよ just drop all that shit and just do whatever you have to do you know because もうやばいの分かってんだから嘘ついても仕方ないじゃんもうこれ以上責められることないからさ just be honest you know that's all you have to do how hard could that be
I also don't understand like the government like the Abe saying oh we're going to spend this much money it's like no what do you mean you're going to spend that much money how about you spend however much money it takesTo fix this thing. You know what I mean?
Ah, 逆に?
It's like, oh, we're going to spend this much money. How about just, don't set a budget.
そう、しかもね、なんか、
we need to end this.
しかもね、本当それどころか、だってこれはオリンピック招致には影響はありませんみたいなこと言ってんだよ。そなんさ、これの話と抱き合わせてオリンピックの話してる場合かっていう。You know what I mean? It's like, okay, it will be great if they choose Tokyo to do Olympics.
I feel like we haven't earned it. I feel like we have. I want the Olympics to be here, but I feel like we haven't earned
it.
Any country that has a nuclear power plant melting down in it, don't be surprised if they don't bring the Olympics there. I'm sorry, but there's other countries that don't have this problem going on.
Yeah, だからオリンピックね、もちろん東京に来たらそれは素晴らしいことだし嬉しいんだけど、この原発の話してる時にオリンピックの話をさ、何並行して話すべきではないよね。
Let's have all the world's greatest athletes go hang out next to a nuclear reactor. It's just, I don't know.
It's really weird.
It's sad. It's just, it's sad and stupid.
Yeah. It is stupid.
What's kind of interesting is the highest reading that they got was 2,200 millisieverts per hour.
Mm.
This is where it was leaking. So the natural background radiation that you're getting from just the Earth is 0.46 millisieverts per year. Not per hour.
Right.
Per year. X-rays, on average, the average person is getting 0.3 millisieverts from X-rays per year. And then the public, the limit set by the, what is it, the IAEA, or IEAE, whichever one it is, I think it's IAEA, is 1 millisievert per year. And then for people that are working in the nuclear industry, it's 20 millisieverts per year.
Hmm.
Well, this reading is 2,200 millisieverts per hour.
Yeah.
So if you multiply that by 60 and then multiply that by 365, you're getting an enormous number.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, they said that.
You couldn't hang out next to that thing for like 1 second without going over the limit.
Yeah, they said that So, 普段の limit はもちろん一瞬で超えちゃうんだけど、1800ミリシーベルトで、毎時ね、で、4時間、連続でエクスポーしたらもう確実に死ぬって書いてたから。Yeah, I mean.
And that's just the radiation without taking into account the actual radioactive isotopes that can bioaccumulate, whether it's strontium or whatever. Iodine in your thyroid, or strontium accumulating, or strontium 90 accumulating in your bone marrow.
So it stays からね.
It stays. It hangs around. The half life on these things is years.
Yeah.
I think the half life for cesium 137 or 130, there's like two different cesiums. But that one's not as long, but the strontium one is like, it's like 80 years or something ridiculous. I said it again.
Yeah, I don't know. しかも何、情報ありすぎてさ、you know, like they update things, like they update information every single day from different sources, and sources from TEPCO is always kind of like shaky. It's like なんか何を見ればいいのか分かんなくなるよね。何を今どうなってんのかもよく分かんないし。
Yeah, it's very complicated.
何が本当なのかも分かんないし、日本に住んでてもこれだからさ、海外の人とか、もっと分かんないじゃん。
Oh yeah, well, okay, so in the United States right now, everyone's very concerned about these studies that have come out saying that the concentration of this radioactive release in the ocean is actually going to be higher on the west coast of the United States than it will be in Japan right now. And if you look at the projections of this, it seems like that might be true.
Hmm.
But it's actually the initial release from 2011 that's just now accumulating on the west coast of the United States.
Hmm. Hmm. Yeah,
they've actually measured this.
Yeah, that's
so now we're like Japan is like Meiwaka to the U.S. now.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
everyone else, like, completely.
Yeah, of course.
And then denying help from those countries that are affected. It seems kind of strange.
It's obvious, right?
Yeah, they found like a dock or something.
Yeah, so of course, like, 汚染水 ここから流れたら最終的にそっちにたどり着くのはもう分かってるわけだね。
Yeah.
だから I don't know.
And then the fish are getting all like messed up.
Yeah, and it's really hard to judge like what's actually dangerous. Like, yeah. For us to be doing, like, oh.
And then you see weird things. You see, like, butterflies with no wings on them, and you see rabbits with no ears and stuff, and it's like, wait, is this? Is this just a freak rabbit, or is this?
Yeah, so.
But the rabbit is in Fukushima. But maybe there's rabbits with no ears, like, I don't know. I'm not a rabbit.
So, but you say, like, it's not a sudden change, but it's a defect that has a defect. And 確かにそうなんかもしれないけど、わかんないから、こっちはね。普通の人は。So there are some people who like overreact and be like, oh my god, you know, blah blah blah. And then there are some other people who have like hidden agenda and they'd be like, no, 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 it's nothing, it's really safe. It's like, 何を信じればいいか全然わかんないよね。
Well, it's not, I don't think anyone's saying that it's totally safe. Because...Obviously, you don't want to go hang out right next to the nuclear power plant like that. They have the evacuation radius of like 20 kilometers.
It's extreme. No.
Have you seen the videos of the dogs? The stray dogs like running around?
Yeah.
There's like people there like saving the dogs.
Oh, they're saving the dogs?
This was a while back. This was like a year ago. Maybe more. But, everyone had to leave. And a lot of animals were left behind.
Mm.
So all these dogs just kind of got together.
Mm.
There's like a little dog family just hanging out in Fukushima.
Yeah.
Just running around. And then there were these people that would drive around in a van and like these, like the suits.
Right.
The radiation suits.
Global
and collect these stray dogs.
Oh, okay.
Good job. That's all I got. You want to talk about AIDS?
Yeah.
Okay. AIDS.
This is a positive news, right?
It's positive. Yes. It's about AIDS, but it's positive. I think it's pronounced Sumagen. Sumagen? Sumagen is the name of the company, but they made an AIDS vaccine. They just completed phase one clinical trial, and it was successful with no adverse effects. This was developed by Dr. Chil Yong Kang and his team at Western's Schulich School of Medicine and Dentistry in Canada. The vaccine is called SAV001-H. So in phase one, all they're really doing is they're checking your antibody production, seeing if your body's producing the right antibodies in response to the dead virus, and seeing if there's any adverse side effects. And it passed, which means that people were producing the antibodies, and there were no adverse side effects. Phase two will be testing immune response, but they haven't done that yet.
HIV ワクチンの話です。Sumagen or Sumagen Canada っていうちょっと読み方わかんないんだけど、カナダの会社と Western University が協力して、HIV ワクチンのフェーズ1臨床試験に成功しました。これは、SAV001H って呼ばれるワクチンなんだけど、まあ、この HIV ワクチンって今カナダでは唯一で世界でも臨床試験してるのはもう本当に数えるほどしかないんだけど、人間のトライアルを2012年の5月から今年の8月まで行って、HIV 陽性の18から50歳の男女に、まあ、半分はワクチン半分はプラシーボを投入してみたところ、 きちんと、このワクチンを投入したグループには抗体ができて、しかも副作用が出なかったということです。なので次フェーズ2に移るんだよね。それはまだ始まってないんだけど、現在 HIV にかかっている患者は3400万人世界にいると言われているので、まあこれが、まあまだね、フェーズ1だから、これからまだまだ時間かかると思うんだけど、こういうものがちゃんと進んでるっていうのはいいことだね。
In Japan, currently 17,000 people, at least 17,000 people have AIDS or HIV.
Okay.
This is 0.01% of the population. So it's actually pretty low in Japan. However, I think it's increasing in Japan more than it is in other developed countries.
Yeah, 多分去年かなんかに去年おととしぐらいでやっとちょっと伸び率が減ったみたいな感じ。だけど伸び率が減っ患者自体の伸び率は減ってるんだけど検査してる人の数も減ってるから実際に患者の数が減ってるのかどうかはわからない。なんだろう、あんまりこう多分結構前も話したかもしれないけどあんまりこう検査行かないからね日本人はその性病の検査もあんまり行かないし、HIV の検査もしないしだからみんな行った方がいいよ一回くらいはせめて Better than
if you're active if you've just been sitting at home
そうセックスしてない人はそれはね、やんなくていいけど
watching anime then you probably don't gotta worry about it
そう、でも、彼氏がいる人、彼女がいる人、まあ、いなくてもセックスしてる人、などなどは、家でね、簡単にできるやつもあるから、自分で、病院とかに行かなくてもね、なんか恥ずかしいっていう人は、家で、自分の血とおしっこ取って送るっていう。
You have to stab yourself.
超ちっちゃいね、画鋲みたいなので、プチって指をね、こう刺すだけなんだけど。
I bet a lot of people don't want to do that.
It's so easy 簡単だよ病院で採血するより全然痛くないし取る血の量もちょびっとだけだから
Maybe I'll just wait to like cut myself shaving and then I'll go grab that thing and I'll just like
That's so stupid
I'm just kidding
そう本当みんな検査しましょう
AIDS is kind of a weird disease More than half of the people that have AIDS in Japan areHomosexual.
あれなんだよね。エイノセックスの方が、何感染しやすいんだよね。普通のセックスより。That's what I read. なんていうの怪我というか、殺傷
well,
しやすいから、
it's the,
そこから感染する。
That part of your body is, what do I want to say, more susceptible.
Yeah, and vagina too. だから男と女でセックスしてる場合は女の方が確実に移りやすいんだよ。だけど、エイノセックス、ホモセックス。
Well, way more men have it though, just because of the...
That's because of anal sex. だから受けてる方の方が、
But
触れてるスキンの量が多いから。
It's not just that, a lot of it is drug use.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. And I don't know why this is, but there's a lot of hard drug use among the gay community. And so the hard drug use plus the anal sex thing is just not a good
combination.
Combo. Yeah. It's just not good for your health.
Yeah.
But then your immune system is down too, and I think that contributes to being susceptible.
そうね。だから変なドラッグやってる人は、まあドラッグやめた方がいいのは一番なんだけど、せめて注射針の使い回しだけはやめた方がいいよね。
Do you know about the weird, scandal from the 1980s where hospitals in Japan were using AIDS tainted equipment?
はいはいはい。
You know
yeah,
about that?
Yeah, of course I know. Who doesn't know? It was huge. あれじゃ血液製剤の。
Yeah, all the hemophiliacs were getting AIDS from the hospital.
Kind of a weird, that was huge.
Weird chicken.
だってそれで実際感染しちゃった人いたからね。
Well, thousands. They think like 2,000 people got AIDS from the hospital. From that,
ちゃんと加熱してなかったから。
Yeah.
そうそう。
That's weird.
だからあの献血とかねしてる人特に自分ちゃんとあのチェックしてから献血してね、そうじゃないと怖いから。あのあとあれなんだよね、イギリスに住んでた人もできないし献血、狂牛病あったから。 あとマミもできるけどできないの、血管が細すぎて、They turn me down.
You need to work out.
血管がもともと細いんだって。
Really? I think it changes though.
なんかあの献血用の、
Mine is super accessible. Whenever I go there, like, oh, it's like right there.
いやだってマイケルの腕の血管丸出しじゃん。マミ全然、見てみ、全然ないから。
Yeah, yeah.
献血しに行っても断られるの、まあ、これできませんって。 It sucks.
You're a vampire.
Yeah. Okay
Europeans are 11 centimeters taller than they were one century ago.
Yay. I don't know.
11 centimeters taller on average.
Yeah. 伸びすぎだよね。ヨーロッパ男性の平均身長が1870年から1980年の100年間の間、わずか100年間で11センチも伸びていたことが判明しました。あれだよね、このヨーロッパの健康状態が改善したためと思われる。そう、167センチだったのが178センチになった。
うん、
平均が178センチって超でかいよね。
Yeah.
I mean,
it's pretty tall.
まあ北欧とか行くとみんな大きいけどね。
I'm barely above average.
Yeah. ね、日本だとないけど大きいのにね。だってあの
There's a lot of tall Japanese people lately though.
I'm not sure about that. だって電車とかだと I feel like
I used to be taller than everybody. And
you're
just
taller
recently,
than everybody.
Just recently, like a lot of Japanese people are super tall. I see them.
あの、まあ、マミ日本にいてもちっちゃいし、どこにいてもまあちっちゃいんだけど、でもそあのスイスとかドイツの人たちとよく仕事した時は本当に赤ちゃんみたいだったもん。ずっと上向いて話さないとみんな超でかいの。
So average height is a key indicator of average health and better living conditions and a better diet. And I think the Japanese diet has changed a lot as well as culture, and I think that's contributed a lot to Japanese people being taller.
Yeah, I bet.
My dad has been living in Japan for like forever. He was here long before I was even born.
Okay.
So he said that nobody was taller than him.
In Japan. 身長何センチなの?
He's like 179.
Okay.
He's like a little bit shorter than me.
Okay.
But he's shrinking.
Okay.
So maybe he was taller before. But he said nobody was tall. Everyone was like at his like shoulder height. And he says for sure Japanese people are way taller than they used to be. And if you look at older Japanese people, they're all short.
そうね。
Right?
おじいちゃんとかね。
All おじいちゃん are short, pretty much.
そうだね。確かに。
There's no tall おじいちゃん。
たまにいるけどね、最近おじいちゃんになったばっかりみたいな人だと。
Yeah. Brand new おじいちゃん are taller.
そう。でもちょっと確かに、あの、背高いおじいちゃん見るとびっくりするっていうことはやっぱり珍しいってことだもんね。
So you can't be that old. You're not short enough. Right?
Yeah. 確かに。そう、おじいちゃんで思い出したんだけどさ、あの、Facebook で昨日ぐらいに、あ、一昨日ぐらいかな、メッセージくれた人がさ、71歳の人で、すごい嬉しかったの、俺は。
On Facebook?
そう。
On Facebook?
71歳のおじいちゃんが、おじいちゃんって言ったら失礼なのかな。Well, but my grandparents are around, like, my grandma is in the 70s. Anyways, Facebook やって、うちらのポッドキャスト聞いてんだよ。どんなクール71歳だよ。
Dang. Well, there's some crazy おじいちゃん out there.
すごいよね。
Climbing Mount Fuji, like, every day
yeah.
and stuff.
確かに。
When I climbed Mount Fuji, there were おじいちゃん普通に passing me on the hiking trail.
あつさの大車輪やるおじいちゃんいるじゃん。よくテレビ出てる。こう、ぐるぐるぐるぐる。すごいよね。おじいちゃんパワー。
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. だからやっぱりそういうさ、70代80代になってもこうテクノロジーとかに置いていかれたくないよね。いやちょっと私はもうおばあちゃんだから iPad とか分かんないみたいな。
Some people quit super early.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. あとなんか子供の音楽とか。
Some people just don't get it.
なんかその若い人たちが聴いてる音楽とかをなんか、ああもう最近の若いのはもう意味がわからないみたいな感じでもうすぐディスミスしちゃうじゃん。マミはそういうおばさんになりたくない。
You always want to be listening to the latest music.
No, I don't have to be listening to it. I don't have to love it, but at least I will want to be like respectful, you know?
Yeah.
Not like, oh, 最近の若者はみたい
な。I'm already like that though. I'm already like an old man.
早くない?
I hear like Justin Bieber, I'm like, oh, stop.
So, そういうふうになりたくない。
Miley Cyrus, stop. Get your flat ass off of my TV.
Oh my god, it's working.
Yeah, that stuff makes me feel old. And I'm not that.
そんな、Miley Cyrus ってそんな変わんないじゃないの? Isn't she like 20?
She's 20.
20?
I believe.
まだ20歳なんだ。
Yeah.
But you're, 何歳よ、マイケル? 25?
25.
あんま変わんないじゃん。
I said I feel old. I don't know, the new generation, like, I feel like generation gaps are getting bigger.Like the difference between someone that's 25 now and someone that's 20 is like a huge difference. Like I try hanging out with people that are 20 years old, I'm just like, oh, I can't do it. Like it's kind of brutal. Like that music and their clothing and their
clothing
mentality and their, I don't know.
What?
Like you don't get it, but someone that's like 20,
だってマミの弟21歳だけどそんなわー超違うと思ったことない。
He's kind of like an adult, or he's in the same family, so it's kind of different, right?
Or I have a friend who's like 22 or 23.
Yeah, I'm talking about like 友達じゃない人
that are,
I don't know. It's just like some people, but it's not.It's not them, it's me. But it's like, the culture is changing so fast.
例えば何?
Like, people don't read books made out of paper anymore. Like, that's already done. That's done. So when I say, like, I like reading a book on paper, it's like, whoa, you must be so old.
That's not true. People still do that. Mommy, ね、まだ紙で読む方が好きなんだよね。なんかさ、あ、もう半分以上来たみたいなのをこう手で持った感じで分かりたいの。
Yeah, I want my book to get all boro boro and remind me that I've read.
So.
I don't know. That sounds weird.
あとなんかこう大事なとこ折ったりとか。
Yeah, I'm doing the dog ears and I'm bending it backwards and leaving it face down on the, you know?
そう、しかもさ、充電もしなくていいしさ。
Yeah, uses zero power.
そう。だから紙の本マミは好きなんだけど。
I don't know. Killing trees, though. That's not good.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's it, yeah?
Yeah, that's it. というわけで、引き続き Facebook, Twitter, iTunes のレビューなどなどコメント、質
問。We're back up to 5 stars now.
Yay! ありがとうみんな。嬉しいね。
Yeah.
ありがたいです。あとね、なんか。
That's not really that important, but...
あとなんかこうツイッターでさ、何写真とかをさ送ってくれる人いるじゃん。この間も女の子が虹の写真送ってくれたりとか、あとこう旅行行った時の写真を送ってくれたりとか、あと結構多いのが子供が生まれましたみたいな、もうすぐ生まれますとか生まれましたとか、なんか名前のサジェスチョンとか、すごいなんか楽しい。
There's a lot of babies being born.
ね、なんか今多いのかな。多いよね、そのコメント最近。今これからお父さんになりますみたいなとかさ。
But hearing about the population problems, like I like hearing that people having kids.
Yeah, yeah, すごい嬉しくなっちゃう。なんか会ったことないんだけど、なんかよかったねと思って。
Oh, one interesting thing about this, the Europeans being taller story.
Yeah.
They found out that smaller families have.Taller kids.
Huh?
If you have a lot of kids,
really?
The average height is shorter than if you
have.
Nande? I have no idea. They don't really know why this is, but it's a very strong correlation that when the fertility rate drops, that the kids are taller.
Hmm.
And it kind of makes sense from an evolutionary standpoint. It's like, oh, we have less kids, so now they're like stronger.
Hmm.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
なんか全体でっていうのは分かるけど、一個一個のハウスフォールでそれがなるっていうのは謎じゃない？
Well, it's hard to apply this to individual cases. Like, correlation doesn't necessarily mean causation.
But they said, like, household.
They're saying that, on average, if you have less kids, that your kids are taller.
That is so weird.
That's weird, right?
Yeah. But, mommy, 二人なんだけど、私と弟。なんで mommy こんなちっちゃくなったんじゃ。
How tall is your brother?
My brother. うちの弟ね、多分180ぐらい。
Oh, so that's what happened.So the average is high, right?
あ、そっか。じゃあ、マミがちっちゃくなっちゃったから、弟は大きくなったってこと？ Average のために。I don't know. It's so weird.
Again, I don't think you can talk about it on an individual basis.
So weird.
Anyways, that's it.
はい。というわけで、また来週。
Yep. 以上です。
終わり。Bye.
Bye.